Congressman Lou Barletta is my guest, a congressman from Pennsylvania and one of the co-sponsors of H.R. 2579. Congressman Barletta, thanks for your time today. Tell me essentially what's contained in this bill and what federal agencies would be able to do or have to do if this bill becomes law, sir. Thank you for your time.
Well, it's going to make the agencies become more accountable. It's going to improve the management of federal property. It's going to strengthen the transparency and oversight. And most importantly, it's going to save taxpayers money. What it will mean to the agencies, it'll eliminate the independent leasing authorities of certain agencies outside of the GSA. As you know, earlier this year, the committee held a hearing highlighting the Nuclear Regulatory Commission costly abuses of its independent leasing authority, and it's going to give GSA the tools that it will need to gather the information so that myself, as the chairman and the committee, will be able to do the proper oversight.
Mr. Congressman, the one provision of this bill that makes my listeners a little bit antsy is the provision to be able to fire senior executive service employees if a member of Congress, or excuse me, if leadership at their agency believes that they've engaged in behavior that's detrimental to the agency. And the concern essentially is due process. Is it possible that we could see some provisions that will at least give the employees a chance to appeal these things before they get let go by their agencies?
Yeah, I agree. Everyone deserves due process, and that's an important part of any type of agreement for employees. That's a provision that I'm sure we're going to be able to work through. The thing I'm most excited about is the good relationship that I have with Administrator Tangerlini, which hasn't always been the case in the past, and since Dan has come on board. I see a lot more working together, and I want to work with him. And I'm sure, before a bill comes to the floor, we're going to be able to iron out any some of the differences we may have.
What is your sense of where GSA is headed under his leadership, sir?
Well, I think my goal is to shrink the federal footprint. The president's goal is to shrink the federal footprint, and I believe Dan Tangerlini and GSA's goal now will be also the same, to shrink the footprint and make the GSA more accountable. As you know, there was a lot of controversy surrounding it in the past, and we can eliminate that, and really we all have a common goal, and that's to save, to get the best deal for the taxpayers, and I truly believe there is a willingness on behalf of GSA to work together.
When you dig into the General Services Administration, sir, you see that the issues that went on there, that agencies had struggled for a long period of time. How long do you expect that it will take Mr. Tangerlini to kind of get things turned around? Because I imagine after some period of time, you'll become maybe just as frustrated as you have been with some of the leadership that's been there before.
I'm already seeing a difference. The committee has been asking for some time to get an inventory and for information concerning the inventory, and couldn't get it. And as soon as Dan came on board, we've already begun to see that information being shared. And so I think we've already seen an immediate impact and what he's been able to do. I've had several meetings with him, and I believe there's an honest willingness to get GSA turned around, and I'm excited about it, and I'm going to continue to work with him. We're not always going to see eye to eye, obviously. But I do believe that we will be able to get together and change the image of GSA.
What are the markers that you'll look at as time progresses to judge whether what you want to see happening at GSA is happening?
Well, the key marker is to begin to shrink that footprint. And I talked about that we haven't been able to get information on the inventory, and Dan has been able to get the information, although it was not good news, because in fact the opposite was happening. They weren't shrinking the footprint of the federal government; it was actually increasing. But by now having that information, we now have a baseline, something that we can work with to see if, in fact, the federal government is you know, shrinking that footprint. So, you know, that's one of the guidelines that I believe will be the benchmark of whether or not we're successful or not. And you know, this is something that we all want, including the president. You know, this year alone, we've saved over $500 million from specific lease renewals, and that's what our goal is, you know, again, it doesn't mean you have to cut employees. They're, you know, you don't have to cut programs. Sometimes just moving in smaller spaces, and you know, we can save a lot of money.
Congressman Lou Barletta is the chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Economic Development Public Buildings and Emergency Management Subcommittee. And Congressman, have you had a chance to go to GSA's new headquarters and see what they're doing there? Because I hear from people in government all the time, that's what we'd like to be able to do. To do the hoteling concept that GSA is doing, try to cut space.
Right. I haven't gone to their headquarters as of yet, and I'm sure I will in the near future. As I said, Administrator Tangerlini and myself, we've had several conversations, and like I said, we're off on the right foot. What I've been busy doing, actually, is setting up a series of roundtables. I'm very interested in public-private partnerships, and I believe that's a way that the federal government could save the taxpayers money. And I've traveled to see a few examples, and I've started a series of roundtables where we're bringing together the industry. From the financiers, the builders, the developers, the realtors, everyone that's involved to see how we can do these P3s, these public-private partnerships, to save money.
Is it your sense that there are obstacles there now, or is there just a disconnect among all the potential players, sir?
No, I'm not sensing a lot of pushback. I think everyone's going into this with, you know, I'm new as a chairman and Dan is new as the administrator. And, you know, our very first meeting, I let him know that, you know, the slate is clean, and let's do the right thing. You know, GSA has gotten a bad reputation because of some cases in the past, and this is a new day. And, you know, if we're all sincere in doing the right thing, although we may not agree all the time, I don't intend to try to embarrass or score points by pointing out things that are honest disagreements. But on the other hand, the committee needs the information so that we can do the proper oversight. And I believe we are all on the same page right now.